John in Maidstone, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, John. I've just been hearing you talk about violence against women this morning.
Yes.
And if I can try and keep it fairly brief, I'd just like to share my experience. I had a difficult relationship with my ex-partner, and we moved interstate to try and work on our relationship. As it was breaking down, I was experiencing almost daily barrage of alcohol-fueled abuse, in addition to financial abuse. I had lost my job. The car that we owned together that was in her name, she had taken away from me. And as I was saying, the verbal abuse was going on daily. And I remember I'm just having a bit of trouble getting this out, John.
No, I can well understand why too, John. And if at any stage you need to pause, that's fine. We will look after you.
I kind of remember very clearly when it got to a point. And I was sitting there and the finger was right in my face and the abuse was occurring. And I had a flash before my eyes of me leaning over the table and cracking her across the face. And I could see this vision quite clearly. And right there and then I thought to myself, whoa, hang on a second, that's not me. I'm not that person. So that night I made arrangements to remove myself from from the situation.
Yep. You moved out? Is that what you did?
Yeah, 2 weeks later I was back in Melbourne.
Yep.
And I just wanted to... people to understand how it can happen. I don't think there's any excuse for it to happen, but I think that men need to be aware of what's going on around them and how it's affecting them.
So just for a moment, can we pause and ask you for some advice, John, because you're being remarkably open about something that most people would never talk about. What was the next thought after you realised and had that moment of insight?
The very next thought was, I obviously can't deal with this situation by living here. So the most immediate thought was to remove myself from the situation. And it meant that I had to leave my daughter in another state.
Which is about as hard as it gets.
Yeah. I mean, we've had a little bit of progress since then, and we've sort of developed a fairly reasonable medium.
And you're co-parenting?
Well, as much as you can from one state to another.
Yeah, it's difficult, but it has happened before. People have managed.
Yeah, and we do. And, you know, we're in a lot better place now, you know, particularly with my daughter, who has a very good life, I feel. But I guess really the main reason why I'm telling my story, John, is because there are a lot of men that are experiencing what I've been through at the moment and don't really know how to respond or how to deal with it or have a support network.
What advice do you give, John?
I guess two pieces of advice. If you have support available, always look for it. And... the second most important piece of advice is always remember the person that you are, no matter what's going on in your life or how you're being treated. Always try and remember the person that you are, and that's what dawned on me, that I wasn't that person.
Wow. John, I'm deeply moved by your call.
Thank you, John.
No, and I hope that there are lots and lots of people sitting up, turning up the radio and taking note of that advice that you've just given.
Thank you, John. And to all the men out there, we've got your back. You know, if you need support, just ask. That's all.
Wow. I wish you all the very best.